Welcome to the Cyclical CEO podcast. This is Katie Glasgow, and I am your host. And one day I will have an official intro with music and all the things for this podcast. But today I don't have that quite ready, but I do have a beautiful message on my heart that I want to share with you as you enter this week of June 15th. We are currently blanketed under the beautiful, beautiful energy of a super new moon. It peaked last night about 10 p.m. I was wide awake for it. And then I fell into some blissful sleep to recharge my soul, which is much needed right now for so many of us. But we're still in this energy for the rest of the week. And we also have the summer solstice right around the corner. We're shifting into the season of summer. And I want to share just some underlying thoughts that have been playing out in my life and what I've been experiencing and what I've been feeling for so many women who are cyclical CEOs. So let's talk about this moon. Let's talk about the seasons of summer, and let's talk about how this plays a role in your cyclicality, so that maybe you understand that if you've had irritations and frustrations lately, or you've felt a little bit more tired, or you are seeing things in a different light, you can understand what is going on. So let's dive in. This is the podcast for women. For women to come back home to their magic, to remember that all of the knowledge that you seek is already inside of you. You might not find the next steps that you desire on that Instagram reel or from a course or a program that you take. They might give you little clues and hints to continue you on your journey, but the answers that are really truly there for you, they are already within you. We just forgot how to listen to the beautiful magic of your body. And this podcast is to bring you on a walk with me, or right now I'm sitting out on my deck. It's a glorious morning. I've got my coffee. The birds are chirping. Maybe you can hear them in the background. I am like oogling and goggling, or however you say that. I'm not using the right words, but you know, my flowers, my plants are in full bloom. And it's just so good to be alive right now. And I think for so many of us, we get so caught up in the day-to-day demands of life. And we start listening to those outside of us telling us that we're feeling irritated because of our hormones, or we're feeling irritated for something outside of ourselves, when, like I said, everything is within us. So with all that, you're a cyclical CEO. So let's start to understand a little bit more about how your body this week is kind of playing and syncing and dancing with what's going on in the cosmos. Because a lot of times, many times when I'm working with women, the cosmos is the last place we're looking for the answers. And inside of our body is the last place we're looking for the answers. Like I said, we're looking for all of the things outside of ourselves, and we're blaming the partner, the spouse, the kids' activities. I know that's been me. I'm like, oh my gosh, if these kids' activities would just slow down, I could actually work. I could create that podcast intro. I could grow my business. I would have more time for me, whatever it is. I was doing it outside of myself when actually the irritation was coming from the moon, and I just needed to pause to listen to that. So I'm really going to dive into this now. You know, I'm just like, it's like you're out here on my deck with me. I've got 3 or 4 spots on my couch. So that's what I want you to imagine. Just come join me. You've got your mug of tea. You've got your mug of coffee. Maybe it's a glass of wine. And we're going to sit down and we're going to chat about this shit, okay? All right, so the first thing I want you to know is what a new moon is. A new moon is when we can't see the moon in the sky, okay? Because of the way it is in its orbit with the Earth and with the sun, we cannot see the moon. So it is also referred to as a dark moon because we can't see the moon in the sky. Doesn't mean it's not there. Doesn't mean it's not affecting our body. We just can't see it, okay? This new moon is called a super new moon because the moon is at its closest point to Earth for this entire rotation of the moon, the sun, and the earth. Okay, we're not going to get into like the astrology, the like pinpointed astrology on this one. But we can't see the moon, and it's really close to the earth. That's what I want you to know. Okay, we can't see it, but it's super close. And so this intensifies the characteristics, or what we call the energy, of a new moon. And so a new moon is this energy where we kind of are going inward because it's dark outside. The new moon is lines up with the same energy or feel of a woman when she is in her bleed phase, right? So those first 2, 3, 4, 5 days of your menstrual bleed where you are like, I am inward. I don't feel like being in public. I don't feel like being around other humans. I want to rest. I want to put my comfy clothes on and I want to curl up and I want to binge watch some rom-com on Netflix. And or zone out to a raunchy romance novel. And I just want to like not deal with the world for a few days. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. Okay. That's the energy of a new moon. It's this energy of like, I need to go and I just need to be inward. And I want you to think about new moons in nature, because as cyclical CEOs, we are so connected to the earth and to nature. And so we can learn so much by just looking at nature out around us. Okay. So when we have a new moon is also like, if you think about it, the animals aren't going to be able to see as well though. So they're kind of like, they're not out and as active in the evenings. A new moon is also the same energy as the season of winter. Okay. So this is a little background information, just because I haven't been doing this podcast for a long time. So this is what I want you to remember in a new moon. So if you don't learn anything else from me, I always tell women, I want you to remember and I want you to learn that a new moon and the season of winter and when we bleed is when we rest. Okay. It's when we rest. It's when we go inward. It's when we actually sit with our thoughts instead of trying to like ignore what's going on inside of us or ignore things. We actually sit with ourselves and we ask ourselves powerful, powerful questions so that we can recharge and we can slow down. I love it when we say we can pause. So maybe we can pivot in our life. Maybe we can create some new intentions. So a new moon, yes, it's very much about new intentions. You might see those floating around on the memes and on the reels on social media. New moon equals new intentions. That is definitely correct, but it's not necessarily putting those intentions into action. Okay. So that's where we get a little confused sometimes. It's like, oh, I need to create all these new ideas and I need to actually go out and implement them in my life, my business, or whatever that is, wherever you're putting those new things in. No, the days around a new moon is when we actually pause and get clear with ourselves of what it is we desire. Like, what is it that you desire? So that's the first layer of this new moon. Now, a couple of other things with this new moon is this new moon, it happened on June 14th. So we've got the first, you know, you've got a couple of days before new moon that you might be feeling this urge to kind of just go slower. You're getting irritated. Usually the irritation is going to show us something. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. And you've got the next couple of days. So all of this week, you are really playing with that new moon energy. So if you're like listening to this and saying, oh, well, Katie, it's already been the new moon. Can I still take advantage of this? The answer is absolutely. You can still take advantage of this new moon energy the entire week. And if not, like you can just use this information for the next new moon, right? Okay. So the other thing that we have going on is this is a super new moon. So this is just going to intensify this feeling of going inward to pause, to pivot. Okay. It's going to intensify that. We're going to add another layer onto this, is that we are about ready to shift into the full season of what we call summer, right? If you're in the Northern Hemisphere, where I am at. And summer is, we're going to do that with the summer solstice in about a week. And the summer solstice is where we're shifting from spring into full summer energy. And summer energy is the energy of ovulation. So it's the exact opposite of a new moon. So it's like a new moon is like, ooh, inward, we can't see anything, the moon is dark. Summer energy is the energy of a full moon or an energy of your ovulation. So ovulation is like you feel great, you're feeling sexy in your body, you are at full visibility. Summer is also full visibility. We are seeing like we have the longest hours of daylight right now. Full visibility well into like 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. You can still see light outside. It's not dark. We want to be outside. We want to be playing. We want to be frolicking in the summertime. It's like we let our hair loose. We've got, you know, we're getting our suntan because we're not, you know, in so many clothes. It's fun. It's this fun energy. So we're playing with not just this new moon energy of inward, we're also playing with the summertime energy of full visibility. It's out there. It's beautiful. It's fun. And so when we layer these two things, and then we also look that we are in fire horse energy here with the Chinese calendar, is that fire horse is truly calling women into this new, I would call it paradigm, this new reality where we are stepping into fully expressing ourselves with our feminine energy, with our soul truth. And this has been building for this entire year, where these old ways of thinking that we have to work so hard, and that our work has to be hard and it has to be demanding and it has to be hours and hours. We are shifting into a new reality for women where it's like we get to experience joy and get paid abundantly for using our gifts, for doing things our way. It's no longer the old energy says, I have martyr energy where I am like, the more I work, the more I slave away, the better human I am. It's this, we're moving from this energy of like, I had to prove myself, right? For so long, women have been trying to prove themselves as being able to take care of the home and take care of a business and work outside and all these things. We were trying to prove ourselves. And we're shifting into a different way of being where we're going to use our gifts. We're no longer going to do life like a man, which there's nothing wrong with how a man operates. It's just not the same as how our bodies were designed. And so many of us have been going against our actual cyclical nature as a cyclical CEO who it ebbs and flows with our feminine bodies, with our menstrual cycles, with our beautiful essence of who we are. It's like we forgot about that. We forgot that we have this power inside of us that comes from our vagina and our womb. And for so long, there was abandonment in parts of us because we've been trying to overachieve. We've been trying to overgive. We've been trying to prove ourselves in all of these different ways. But when we say, hey, I'm going to trust my body. I'm going to trust this power inside of me. I'm going to trust this magic. I'm going to trust my intuition and my gifts. We change the story. We change the narrative. We get to build in a model of like standing in our power, standing in our confidence. And when we stand in our confidence, we're not trying to prove anything. We're here to lead the movement. We're here to lead. We're here to share our gifts with the world, whether that is that we are an intuitive physical therapist, or we have gifts of, we just know things. We're a seer. We are a beautiful healer with our massage therapy. We are, you know, I believe that all of us women who are here to lead the work we're here to lead. And especially if you're listening to this, you have innate gifts inside of you. You are a healer, but we've been hiding our gifts, or we've been using them and not understanding them. And that's what we're here to shift, because we're not here to prove. We're here to come into this softer version of ourselves. And so that whole year of the fire horse is building, and now we're in summer, and summer is saying, hey, it's time to be fully visible to the world outside of you. It's time to stop hiding your gifts. It's time to stop hiding your greatness. it's time to stop trying to prove yourself and step into a new visibility. And that doesn't mean that we're like completely revamping everything we do. I think sometimes we get this, a lot of women think that this means that we have to completely change course. We have to burn our entire business down. And we have to step into a new version. I see this a lot with network marketing, my network marketing friends. We think that we need to like, oh, my company is not for me, or these products don't work anymore, or the company is not in alignment with me, and I'm just, you know, this business model isn't for me. I'm not going to do this anymore, and I'm going to go find something bigger and greater. But the reality is, that's not always the case. It might be for some people, it could be, but for the majority of people that are, it's not about actually switching our jobs, our careers, or maybe the company we work with. It's about learning how to soften and shift why you are doing something, because how you built your business and how you were operating in, I mean, even in 2020 or 2021 or 2017, maybe when you were having wild success in whatever you were doing, isn't the same way we're operating now. And that is what this invitation is right now. The invitation, and it's been building, so you've probably been feeling it quite a bit. The invitation is, where am I, like, how do I need to shift and change perspectives so that I can step into a fuller visibility, step more deeply into, further in, into what I really want to do, instead of saying, hey, I'm just going to sit on the side of the water and dip my toes in. I'm going to jump in. And to jump in, I need to show my full self. I don't need to hide behind the facades and hide behind something else. I need to step into a new identity, because your identity isn't your company. It's not your brand. Your identity is you. It's you fully, fully present in who you are. Your identity is all of the roles that you have. It's your motherhood. It's your sisterhood. It is your partners and your relationships in your world. It's your relationship with your own body. It is the work you do. It all is one giant ecosystem. And that's what this is asking us to do right now, is to step into, further into this identity. And so then we pair all of this and we bring all this together. And so this week, I've been noticing for many people, there's this irritation and this underlying frustrations and irritations. I had to take my little sip of coffee. So good this morning. But there's these irritations and these frustrations that we have. And like I said at the beginning, this is what we blame on ourselves. We blame them on this outside sourcing, these irritations. But really, when we actually pause, and that's what this new moon this week is all about. It's about pausing and getting intentional. And I'll give you some journal prompts in just a second for this. But it's about pausing and getting intentional. Is what is this irritation or frustration trying to show me in my life? Usually we release with a full moon. But this new moon, because we're changing and shifting identities, is asking us to step further into like this faith, this trust, and to let go of the fear. We have to sit with ourselves. And I know for myself, the irritations and the frustrations are, I mean, it's the same things that are showing up that are irritating the living fuck out of me. You all know what I mean. There's just like that irritation where you're just like, rrr. It's like you see the text message in the group thread and you're like, oh, like your whole body, like allow your body to feel it. And, or you see something, your spouse says something to you, or your kids are doing something, or whatever it is. We're getting irritated. And instead of saying, oh, it's my hormones. Oh, it's the moon. Oh, that coworker. Oh, I just need to change jobs. I can't stand this job anymore. Instead of blaming on outside things, this is where we're asking ourselves, what is this irritation trying to show me? What is this frustration trying to show me? Many times, almost always, if we actually pause, instead of just continuing on with life and blasting through everything, when we actually pause, we get out a journal, we move our bodies, we go for a walk, we pause. We ask ourselves and we identify, we look in the mirror and we actually actually ask ourselves, why am I so irritated with this? It shows us something that has to change. It shows us something that has to shift. And sometimes those changes, those shifts, it's a very physical thing. Maybe it's removing yourself from a text group, right? I have a friend who is she stands in her power. She is a badass businesswoman. And she told me one time that she does not participate in group chats for her kids' sports things. She's like, it's a distraction. I can't handle it. And if they really need me to do something, they let me know. But I am not going to be in a group chat. And I was like, ooh, that is so cool. And ever since then, I've been thinking about that. So sometimes it's a very physical thing. That's an example of where we have to actually change something and shift out of something that's very physical. Sometimes it's a immediate exit plan. We can, you know, remove ourselves from the group chat. We can say no to something. Sometimes it's going to be a commitment that we've had for quite some time that we need to say, hey, it's a slower exit strategy if it's not in alignment with us anymore. It's about creating, you know, I did this activity last night when I was journaling under the new moon. What are things that are going to increase my capacity? What are the activities that increase my capacity? So my list was things like getting in my morning devotion to my body with my coffee and sitting with myself before I begin the day. Non-negotiable. Moving my body. Non-negotiable. Filling my cup is doing joy activities with my kids, enjoying summer, getting outside and going for walks in the woods, nourishing my body with good food. So meal planning is super important in my intentionality for the week. After I record this, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to get all the food and meal prep for the rest of the day, everything we need so that I can make sure my week one runs smoothly with my food, because that is increasing my capacity. I also know as a mom who works, even in the summertime, I need dedicated blocks to work. I need like 3 to 4 hour blocks where I can actually work and create. I don't do well with just a half hour here or 5 minutes here or 10 minutes here. I need my full intentional blocks of time to work. So those are the things that are going to fill my cup. Now, what is depleting my cup? And this is where the depleting my capacity is, you're going to ask yourself this question, what is depleting my capacity? This is where I want you to identify those irritations, those frustrations. And sometimes it's a shift of how we do things. It's a shift of perspective. It is, you know, having a conversation with our spouse of how things are going. For me, one of the things was, and I'm just going to say it because I think some moms need to hear this, is for me, the depletion was coming from the group chats and trying to coordinate ride shares in the summer. And I was spending so much time trying to coordinate rides that it was just easier for me. And in these group chats, I mean, it was back and forth. You all, if you're a mom, you know what I mean. And my decision this week is that I'm not going to participate in group rides. I know it might feel like it's more work on me, but I would rather just figure out the rides on my own and use my teenagers to help with rides and to figure it out on my own than have to go the back and forth and spend a half hour every time I have to do a ride share dropping kids off around town. Because it's not about me not wanting to participate and help other moms out. It's that I need to do what's best for me right now in my business, because I'm being called forward to give more visibility to do things like this podcast, but I don't have the capacity to share these thoughts with you if I'm constantly depleted by these other things. So hopefully that example gives you some ideas to play with. My email inbox was irritating me. And so I did spend 2 hours last week cleaning up my email inbox and learning how to use AI to help me manage my inbox so that it wasn't overwhelming for me. So those are the things I want you to really dial in on this right now with this new moon. So there's two parts of this new moon. Number one is, what is irritating you? Pausing, giving yourself space to actually slow down and identify what is, like, where am I feeling these irritations? Where am I feeling like these things that need to shift? What is what are my activities that increase my capacity, that make me feel good, that make me feel alive? What are the things that are draining my capacity that need to shift? Where are those irritations and frustrations? And then the second piece of this new moon is saying and asking yourself this question and giving yourself permission to ask this question, because this is the one I find that so many women don't know how to answer when I ask it to them, is what do I actually desire right now? What do I want to create? Like, where am I being invited to step further into my truth, further into this new identity? When I work with my clients, I say, what is the million-dollar version of you want? What are you not settling for? What are you talking yourself out of because of your current circumstances, right? Instead of saying, hey, this is what the million-dollar version of me wants and desires. And that million-dollar version, that doesn't necessarily mean a dollar amount. The million-dollar version of you is the one that is thriving, the one that is sharing their gifts with the world, that's getting abundantly paid to do what they love, that is flowing through this world, not in a depleted capacity state, but in a beautiful state of abundance, where you are fully in your power and in your truth. So what does the million-dollar version of you want? What do you desire? Is it to create a podcast? Dear Lord, I've been like wanting to do this podcast for like 5 or 6 years. I mean, I even paid somebody one time, like lots of money, to help me get one going. And then I never did anything with it. My visibility is saying, hey, get a message out on a podcast. It doesn't have to be perfect. Let's just get something out that works for you. That is what we're being called into. And I want you to ask yourself, what is it that I actually desire? What is my next level calling me to do? What is this new identity I'm stepping into? And if I let go of all the ways that are weighing me down, and I let go of this ideal that I have to be a certain person, that I'm trying to prove myself, when maybe it's with a rank in your network marketing company or a title in your business, or that you have to be the oil lady or the cupcake lady. If we let go of the labels and you truly step into the next level of you, what does that look like? What do you desire? Do you desire $10,000 months? Do you desire $1,000 months in your business? Do you desire to feel good in your body and sleep through the night? Do you desire a better relationship with your partner? We each have a different desire, and it's going to be different and unique and special to each and every single one of us. And that is what this new moon and this energy of summer is asking us to do. It's bringing to light where we're supposed to step into our next identity, our next visibility. And it's also bringing to light what has to shift in order to do that. So take some time over the next couple of days this week and allow yourself to see what it is you are being called to do, and allow yourself to see what needs to go. Because this is the magic, is when we pause in order to pivot. When we pause and we give ourselves grace, we allow ourselves to look in the mirror, and we allow ourselves to dream into the next level of dreams that they're waiting for us. Because I know if you are here and if you've listened this far, you are a cyclical CEO and you're ready to step into next level abundance, next level wealth, and you're ready for the next level. So how do we chase that together? That's my invitation for you this week. With the new moon, the pause, slowing down, listening to your body. Also, make sure you go for walks in the woods. You hydrate. We're in summer. Get your feet out in the grass, ground in. This is a magical world, and you are full of magic. So let's step into that. So good. Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Cyclical CEO. If you are wanting to explore how we can work together even more for you to step into your abundance, where I help you get clear on what it actually is you desire, I help you to see the blocks that might be getting in your way and to process through all of that, I do have 4 spots open for my summer program called Identity, where for 1 month we work together to really get clear on what it is you desire and for you to step into your new reality. The clients that are going through this are having such phenomenal results. They're calling in new jobs, dream jobs, new clients, more peace in their life, a better routine in their lives, rituals. It's so beautiful to see. So if that's something that you would like to explore, the link is in the show notes to hop on a call with me. I'll give you a little sampling of what we'll do together. And otherwise, make sure to follow along on this podcast, subscribe or whatever it is. This is a brand new podcast and I want to get the word out. Share it with a girlfriend or two, because I know this message needs to get out to more beautiful cyclical CEOs just like you. And for today, I sign off.